Cards Weekly is presented by the Arizona Lottery. What's your game? Find out at ArizonaLottery.com.
It feels great. I'm excited. Can't wait. I couldn't wait for, you know, this day to come.
It feels great to be back. Couldn't come fast enough. You know, definitely want to get that bad taste out of our mouths from last year.
You know what? That saying right there, that would make for a good workout t-shirt, right? Paul Calvisi with Cards Weekly. Or maybe on the wall in the weight room. That's the mindset needed in the offseason to redeem yourself in the regular season.
I believe today was a great start. Saw a lot of guys here at 6 o'clock in the morning. That's always a good sign when you see the early risers trying to knock out that workout and just get in that grind mode.
Especially with the injury, I want to come back and show, you know, that I'm 100% and come and train with these guys.
Yeah, when it comes to number 31 there, the guy who led the NFL in touchdowns and yards from scrimmage, that is the number that the Bird Gang has been waiting to hear all offseason, ever since the knee sprain, 100% health.
I didn't finish the way I wanted to with the injury, and, you know, I had to come back and bounce back. It motivates me even more because, you know, we were supposed to have such a promising season last year, and I felt like, you know, some of the stuff I messed up on, and now I got a new year. Learning, continuing to learn, and, you know, can't wait for it to start.
Yeah, David says he's been doing everything ever since he was cleared about 2 weeks ago. Of course, every player is doing something just a little bit different.
You know that we don't write a cookie-cutter program here. Programs are based on positional requirements. Why are you training an offensive lineman like you train a DB? Why are they doing the same running volumes? That's absurd. We don't do that here. And then from there, we individualize. I got three quarterbacks and write three different programs, three different quarterbacks. Same thing with O-line, D-line. Everybody is looked at by position and as the individual.
Of course, the good news for strength and conditioning coach Buddy Morris is that the mental assessment is real easy. As every player says, they're carrying around something right now that's heavier than a barbell. That massive chip on their shoulder pad.
It just seemed like guys are going to be more hungry because the expectations were so high last year. And we kind of felt like it was a disappointing season, which it was. But now we want to make sure that doesn't happen again.
And remember, it's always a team effort, not just here at Cards headquarters, but at home. In fact, we'll leave with David Johnson explaining how he has an extra coach these days, his wife.
She's hired me all the time. She's always telling me, you know, she's the one who's telling me, you know, I had a fumble. Or I missed some catches, and she's learning. That's what happened. She started learning football, and so now she's able to, you know, talk to me about the plays that I messed up on, and we talk about it all the time.